Oh, good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Mornings on WFHR. Hope you're having a great Friday out there, everybody. We're going to get you ready for the weekend. Final hour of the show. We're going to get some Natty Wright stories, good stories of the day. We will catch up with some local events. We've got a bunch of Halloween events we want to touch on, get to all of that. So those things coming up for you. I'm going to first get into a little bit of entertainment news here, and this is kind of interesting. Have you ever wondered, Terry, first off, are you on TikTok?
No.
Okay, I'm not either, but you've seen TikTok videos.
Oh, absolutely. And every once in a while, I'll hear somebody talking about one, so I'll ask one of my daughters, I'm like, can you just pull this up and show it to me? I'm not curious enough to get my own.
Me too. Same here. Yeah. Exact same story here. Apparently, if you've ever wondered how TikTok got the female voice that does their text-to-speech stuff, it's apparently not a robot. A Canadian radio host named Kat Callahan claims it's her. She says some listeners speculated that it might be her, and in a new video, she says, finally, I can tell you guys, it's me. She made the announcement in her first ever TikTok, and in the caption, she added, the coolest part for me is watching the creativity and awesome content that people are putting out there using my voice. Naturally, people are skeptical, but she put out a video of herself performing the voices as it appears on TikTok and insisted that due to her work in radio as the host of a podcast, and as a voiceover actress, it would be pretty silly to lie about it. TikTok hasn't committed, but she seems legit. Now, I will actually defend her on this a little bit. I had a listener early, way years ago and stuff, and they asked me, like, you know, I heard you talking, you mentioned this one actor and everything. Like, did you really work with them? I'm like looking at it, I'm like, you think I'd lie about that? First off, in 2022, lying's pointless. Like, it's pointless. Why does anybody lie anymore? There's a video camera on you somewhere. There's somebody recording something. Somebody's
tracking your speed limit.
There's a paper trail. There's definitely, you know, you are not going to get away with anything. If you get away with something, it is a matter of time before they find you, before they find out the truth. So that part right there seems ridiculous. But this industry, and by that I mean entertainment, it is so heavily based on your reputation and your resume. And if you make one, like, I know it can be popular for people, like your everyday job, you're applying to this business, and you make it a little bit bigger. Your jobs that you did before, you expand your vocabulary a little bit, and all of a sudden, you know, helping young people grow and keep, you know, watching them blossom and all. You're a babysitter, you're a babysitter, right? We do that. You don't do that as an actor. That's the opposite of what you do as an actor. If anything, you let the director or somebody or your references brag about you, because you make one lie, and I've seen this happen, people with actual careers lying about something and blowing up on them. Like, it's the last industry that you can lie about. So she's absolutely 100% right here. If she would not be saying that she did this, unless she wanted her career to blow up in front of her eyes, she wouldn't be claiming this if she couldn't back it up.
Well, yeah, and it's been a long time. You know what I mean? It's like, so I don't know. Seems legit.
It's also here's one other little tie-in for me, too, that I had with this person. Because I'll just say that they had mentioned, they said, oh, did you really work on Conan's show and all this? And I'm like, well, yeah, and for those other reasons I just said. And if I'm going to lie about something, don't you think I'd like, nothing against Conan, I love him, greatest boss I ever had. But I mean, I'd say I was hanging out with George Clooney or something like that. I mean, me and Brad Pitt are text buddies or something, like we're in a text chain together. I'd go bigger, okay? I mean, I almost feel insulted. Like, I mean, if I'm going to lie, I'm going to go big time. You're going to get caught up in something. Might as well have it be big. I mean, it's interesting that she's, I would like to know why she's coming forward now about it.
Now, yeah.
Is she, because contractually, radio-wise, you got to be careful about those things, too. Your voice is, you know, it's kind of run by this, not run by, but, and I don't want to say owned by the station, but they kind of do. And so she's got to have something worked out with them, or was she doing something behind the scenes? And because it's another thing that people do, you know, in this industry where finding out, I'm curious.
Interesting.
Yeah. I have here, just for fun, Terry, I thought it'd be kind of fun to go with it, because we got some new music coming out. We'll get to that in a second. To lead into that, American Songwriter, put together a list of the 10 most prominent outlaw country songs. I love it. I'm a fan of outlaw country. It's really the only country I know very well is your Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, that kind of music. So I was kind of curious about this list. I did not look at it beforehand, though. So number 10, Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys from Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson.
For sure.
You cannot have this list without that song on there. Yeah. So that's good. Ain't Living Long Like This, Waylon Jennings. Yeah, definitely. High Cost of Living from Jamie Johnson. I don't know that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I know that one.
Okay, I don't know that one. I don't know how anybody cannot know Family Tradition from Hank Williams Jr. I've been to an event in Wisconsin. So, yeah, I've heard that whatever it's been, that song has been played. Don't You Think the Outlaw Bit's Done Got Out of Hand, Waylon Jennings, another one of his greats. Cocaine Blues from Johnny Cash. Yeah. Interesting one right here. I'm the only hell mama ever raised, Johnny Paycheck. I don't know that one, and I didn't even know Johnny Paycheck had that in him.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that, yeah. Okay. And he was at Hodag a few years, so that was always kind of a, you know, one of the big ones for him.
Yeah, yeah. Not only one of the greatest names in music history, Johnny Paycheck. That's a great name. Great, great name. But I do know he has a reputation. I just don't know his music as well.
Yeah.
The Redheaded Stranger, Willie Nelson, comes in at number 3 with Whiskey River. Yeah, yeah. Number 2, Long Hair Country Boy from Charlie Daniels. Another classic.
I like that one.
Yeah, it's a good one. And number 1 on the list, and you can't have this list. You mentioned there's a name missing that you haven't heard yet. Number 1, Mama Tried from Merle Haggard. Again, you can't have this
those
list.
Those are all great.
Got to have Merle Haggard on there. That's a great list.
It's pretty cool. And you know what? I've seen all of those guys except for Willie Nelson.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you've seen Johnny Cash?
Oh, not Johnny Cash. Oh, okay, sorry, okay, I forgot about him.
But still, those are...
Because he just had the one on the list, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But like Merle and, you know, all of Waylon Jennings and that whole group.
Waylon's one Johnny of those Paycheck. People I would have given anything to see. Like, that's... I heard great things about his shows and his showmanship. And you can go to AmericanSongwriter.com if you'd like to find more to the list or just a bunch of really cool things about American songwriting. And new music that is coming out today. We have new music from the Beatles, Terry. What? Wait a minute. Revolver Special Edition. This release of the 1966 album includes early versions and new mixes of the songs.
You know, I heard that. I don't know where I saw that, but I heard that that was coming. It releases today. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, or like different. One of the songs that I was reading about was... And I just don't recall which one, but it was like, you know, one of the other members of the Beatles was actually singing it versus, you know, what ended up on the album. So interesting.
Hmm. Also, the Essential Foo Fighters, new their first release since the passing of Taylor Hawkins. It hits throughout their career. It's a greatest hits album. But I know that they were working on new music when Taylor was still with us and everything. I wonder if they had to shelve that and go with the greatest hits idea instead.
Oh, yeah. Or do any of those make it on there?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Interesting. It is good to see them putting out new music still, though. The Holidays Around the World from Pentatonix. This is their 11th album? Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like them.
My mom likes them, too. Yeah. They're good. They're fun.
I like it for... kind of like background music, you know, like if I'm doing something in the kitchen or if, you know, decorating or something like that, like it's because it's a little peppier and just a different twist on your traditional carols.
We also want to just take a moment to put a spotlight on our area here and some great holiday events going on this weekend. Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's annual Halloween fundraiser dance party happening. It is going on tomorrow from 4 to 10. Going to have DJ Beetlejuice there, the Nautican Witches, dancing costume contests for all ages, games, prizes, refreshments, and lots of Halloween fun. Again, this is going on tomorrow from 4 to 10 at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater and the Centralia Center Riverwalk.
Oh, cool.
It's a fun one. It's just $5 for admission, and that $5 is an investment in your community. It goes right back into the theater and helps them put on all these great shows and things like the Halloween fundraiser dance party. Be sure to check that out, and you can find out more about WRCT, get tickets for main stage shows and other things at wrctheater.org. That is wrctheater.org. And Halloween at the Y going on today from 5:30 to 8. Join them for a safe and exciting imaginative experience. Kids and families are guaranteed to have a spooktacular time. Participating in games and activities. Be sure to dress up the entire family and participate in the costume contest.
Can you go as a weightlifter?
Yes, maybe. That'd be great. Yeah.
Bodybuilder? Actually,
you go there forgetting about this to go do your workout. And you're like, I meant to dress this way. And make sure that when you do that, you bring a non-perishable food item. And a big shout out to the Y for doing that. That's really cool. Again, spooky fun for everyone. Halloween at the Y today, 5:30 to 8. Dia de los Muertos. The event happening at the McMillan Library. I just wanted to mention a shout out to everybody that went to the event and hopefully had a good time. It was a fun one. I did want to mention this though, Terry. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and Schools Trunk or Treat event happening tomorrow, also 4 to 6 at 10611 Highway 13 in Wisconsin Rapids. Games, treats, popcorn, hot cocoa, and much, much more. That's going to be a fun event. And Kids Halloween Party in the Rome Town Center. Candy handout, photo booth in the gazebo, prizes for best costume. No need to drive your car or broomstick. Just park and walk to the party.
That's awesome.
If the weather is scary, the party will be moved to the town hall. A big shout out to the Rome Makers, to the Visit Rome Bureau doing this event. It's a fun event.
Cool.
It's a really
when
good
is
one.
That one?
And that is, again, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
From 1 to 3. Then on Sunday, we have Wisconsin Rapids Police Department's Trunk or Treat in the Council Chambers at City Hall in Wisconsin Rapids. Again, that'll go from 2 to 4. Always a great event.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, yeah. And we're not done. There's just two more things I did want to mention. One, our friends at Historic Point Boss have their spirit walk happening tomorrow from 6 to 8:30. The last group will leave at 8:30, so you want to get there before then. It is a beautiful like walk down memory lane. Take a guided lantern-lit walk around Historic Point Boss. Learn of the past from citizens of Point Boss as they emerge from the darkness to tell you about their experiences and their version of haunted history.
What kind of memories do you have? That's a walk down memory lane for you.
I grew up in a rough neighborhood, Tara. Grew up in a...
scary.
And I did want to mention this too, because on Halloween, St. Paul's Lutheran Church and School will be holding their annual Trunk or Treat event from 4:30 to 6:30. Candy, games, chili, and more will make for a fun and safe evening for families in our community. Please join them in their parking lot at 311 14th Avenue South, right across from the Splash Pad, right in Wisconsin Rapids. Have fun. We know there are events going on in other areas. If you're going on in your area and you're listening area and you want to let us know about it on Saturday on Over the Back Fence, call into the show and let us know. Otherwise, just have a great time, everybody.
And during trick-or-treating here in Wisconsin Rapids, I do want to give a shout-out for the Lincoln High School DECA group. They will be out. They've been doing this for several years, but they do trick-or-can, as they call it.
Yeah.
And so basically, they're asking people to donate of a non-perishable food item that then can get to the food pantry. So if you see these, you know, middle and high school kids coming around, they're actually trying to do good.
Yeah.
You know, don't just discount that and you know, maybe have a non-perishable food item ready for them.
That's a great idea. And I didn't hear much about that, so I'm really happy to hear that. That is very cool. Thank you for sharing that. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back, have some more fun on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. It is, let's see here, 40, that can't be right. Yep, 44 in Stevens Point in Marshfield, 37 in Wausau, and 45 here in Wisconsin Rapids.
And the sun is peeking out.
It is nice to see that sun out there. So this is an interesting one, Terry. This sure makes it sound like our grandparents were drinking much better beer than the swill we get today. Researchers in Belgium say that they've come up with a way to make beer taste better. Or if you already like beer, it tastes even better. For centuries, breweries would let it ferment in big open vats. Then in the 1970s, almost all breweries switched to closed pressurized vats because it was a lot cheaper and easier to make big batches.
And I'm thinking they could maybe probably do it faster.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Now, we touched on this before, but the last time we touched on this, they hadn't really had a lot made. They've already done this now, and it looks like it's working really well. The new study eliminated the side effects of the yeast problem by finding the gene in yeast that creates a, quote, banana-like flavor responsible for most of the flavor in beer. Then they genetically modified it to stand up to the pressure of a closed vat.
So think about that. The gene in yeast. Let's just, I mean.
What the what? Like how? What? Raise your hand if you knew that yeast had genes. Like, I didn't even know they could wear pants.
Raise your hand if you want to modify their pants.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah. You're right. Like, then there's that part of it. Like, who takes it that far?
I mean, but for good beer. I mean, if it was for something else, if it was just, you know, like yeast for bread, I mean,
might not care as much. Yeah, yeah. But beer, well, I'm listening. Okay. That should be interesting. I would definitely try that. I would definitely try. Of course, I'm going to try that. I think that sounds actually
being
kind of
genetically modified or.
I'm not going to try that part because science just looks at me and shakes its head. Like, nope, we can't do nothing with that. Like, are you sure? Nope, can't do anything. Keep moving. But beer, we can do something
yeah,
about.
That's yeah. interesting.
The 15 most common lies, and how many do you admit to using? This is a That Ain't Right
story.
You
want me to ask you? Or you're going to ask me?
You could ask me. You could ask me if you like. There are a lot of reasons people lie. Anything from not wanting to hurt someone's feelings to not wanting to implicate themselves, you know, any of the above. Most of them are what they call little white lies that are mundane or even unnecessary because the other person may not even care or may realize it's a lie anyway. In a new survey, 42% of people say that they think that their little lies are convincing, and another 42% admit that a lie has come back to haunt them. That 42% is way lower than it should be. There is 99% of people that have lied have had a lie come back to haunt them.
And the other 16% don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Right, yeah, it's always that. 51% of people say that they feel guilty when they don't tell the truth, even for something small. And the survey also produced a list of the 15 most common lies, and here they are.
All right.
Number 15 on the list. The email went into my junk folder. Yep. I have a headache. I got a headache. Can't do it. That meal was nice. Boy, if nice doesn't tell you.
Yeah, who says food is nice?
That meal was neat. Like, no, that doesn't. Nobody uses that word to describe a meal.
Although... Okay, to that point, though, is that just common courtesy and good manners? If someone invites you to dinner and their dinner is truly, like, garbage to you. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it is something that you really do not like or it is really that bad. Is it appropriate if they say, oh, how's your dinner?
Yeah, I don't think that's a lie. I don't see it as a lie. It is a lie, technically.
Is it a
lie?
You know what I mean? Like, is it worth... hurting their feelings?
I mean,
do you say it was really good, just don't ever make it again?
I think the longer you know somebody, the more a white lie seems pointless.
Agree. Third date.
Yeah.
We're off the first date, but third date, they're cooking dinner for you and it's bad. And it's bad. Bad.
Am I this age or am I in my 20s? Am I at this age? I'm probably biting my tongue a little bit. My mother, one of her favorite words is tact. And she believes that you can do almost anything with tact. And I kind of was raised on that. So I do believe that you could say
something
without
really... Well, you could say you didn't
really,
care for it, you know, or whatever, or it's not my favorite. But if somebody says, how is your dinner? Or do you like what I made? I'm going on the... lie on that.
See,
one.
Now there's the tricky one for me because I would think, oh, I'll put food in my mouth and I couldn't talk.
But it's so bad you don't want to hold it in your mouth.
Right. Yeah. So it's a lose-lose situation. Yeah. Another one on the list. I'm looking forward to seeing you. Ooh, geez. cut deep on that one. I'm not feeling well. Yes, everybody has fake sick. Not disclosing the actual price of something you bought. I can't say I've done that one, but I'm not a big purchaser either, so I'm not really fair to throw into this conversation. I don't know what happened there. I don't know what happened there. I think
everyone's used that too.
Everybody's. Has everybody out there been five? Yeah, then everybody's used that one. Come on. I got stuck in traffic. It was my fault. Or better yet, around here, train. Train. What
Although,
am I gonna do? Train.
That's about 70% legit.
At least 70% of the time. You are absolutely right. Yes, at least 70%. I've got no money. I think a better one, a more accurate one nowadays. I didn't bring my card or I didn't bring my cash with me.
I don't have any cash.
Yeah.
Although, I don't really carry cash that much.
It's a pretty
don't
fair one.
Have any cash.
I think that's why it works so well nowadays. Yeah. A lot of people, oh, yeah, sure you would. Nice to see you. That's all in tone. You can always read that one. Yeah. That one, I don't believe that anybody has genuinely ever believed that when it hasn't been truly meant, genuinely meant. Because there's not anybody that could pull that one off without a little bit of it coming out.
Yeah.
Nice to see you. Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know.
Oh, yeah, there's a little
that.
Bit of sarcasm yeah. or yeah, snark there, yeah, for yeah. sure.
I'm busy then. It's that's a dangerous one. I had somebody do that to me once when I wasn't even going to, they didn't even let me finish the sentence, and I wasn't going to ask them to this party. I just was telling them about it. And she just jumps in right away. It was a former teacher I was working with. She just jumps in. Oh, I can't. I got to help.
Oh, good, because I wasn't going to ask you.
And I'm like, well, I feel awkward because I wasn't going to ask her at all that. So I just kind of like let her go ahead and go with it. Like, yeah, oh, that's, oh, really? Oh, shucks. Well, I'm sorry you can't make it. That's all I did. So I actually countered that with a white lie. I didn't even think about that, but I kind of did. I'm listening. Yeah, that's yeah. I'm listening is definitely yes. That one has definitely been used before. Or you know what? I'll do it tomorrow. How many of these are lies to other people, and how many of them are lies to ourselves?
Or even just, even if you don't even call it a lie, is it just say, you know, like you're kind of placating yourself, or it's yeah. just a
procrastinating
justification or, yeah. for something? Yeah.
I can sleep well tonight because I know I'll do that tomorrow, even though you know darn well you ain't going to do it.
So the majority of those, though, right? Yes, technically they would be lies, right? But are they? I also don't see. I was expecting a different list. I mean, I don't really see anything here that's really hurtful to others or to you know what I mean. I'm not saying it's okay, but to even just say, maybe you have somebody who's like constantly, well, can you do this? Can you do this on this day? Can you do this on this day? And you're just like, I'm busy. You might not be busy, but you're just busy.
And that kind of actually goes into number one as well. Number one in the list, I forgot. And that's a unique one because it's so accurate so many of the times, but it's also so true that it's not true all
the time.
See,
I don't think I could get away with that one very much because my memory's pretty good.
Yeah.
But so I think people would see through that one for me, but I could get away with the I'm busy.
It's an interesting. I'm with you. It wasn't the list I was expecting, but I didn't expect to see so much of this. Where we're really lying to ourselves on a lot of these.
Yeah,
you know, I didn't think of that part of it too. How often we lie to ourselves, and that ain't any better than lying to anybody else. That's not good.
But don't you think it's kind of just human nature? So what if somebody says, "What if I said to you, hey James, let's you know, when we're done here, let's go shopping at Michael's."
Oh, God.
And you're like, oh.
I'd love to, but.
I'm busy. Mm-hmm. But really, you just have no interest in going to a craft store.
I just don't want to go. I don't want to go to Michael's.
But we don't say that. Yes, you know what I mean? Yes, like, except for with our closest people, right? You might be like, yeah, not my thing.
It's interesting the awkward and the weird situations we will put ourselves in just to not be rude.
Yeah.
Like, there's plenty of people out there, I'm sure, that are outliers. But the majority of us will bend over backwards to be nice to a stranger that we may never even see again, just because, or a coworker or somebody like that, just to not make things awkward. I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm not 100% on that stuff. But I do think that I can't do an article like this and not think of one of my favorite quotes of all time, Mark Twain. If you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything. And for those of us with not the strongest memory, it's just safer that way. It's just not. I'm a great actor on stage in front of a camera or something like that. I'm a horrible like poker player or any of those things. Like I don't use my acting in my real life or anything. I'm just me. I would hate to be walking around with like all these lies on me. And the actor that I am, I would be all obsessive about it and everything and all these things and stuff. It would drive. I barely sleep as it is. I wonder how I'd sleep then. You tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything. Mark Twain. We'll take a break. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have some more fun. Got a That Ain't Right story coming up, some good stories of the day, some local stuff we want to talk about, and plenty more right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you're having a great one. Thanks for joining us. 9:38 on the clock. Terry and James here with you. Hopefully your Friday is treating you good. We're certainly going to. We'll take you right to the top of the hour with some fun stuff. We got to get to a That Ain't Right story, Terry. We've had actually.
Oh, we haven't been doing those?
I know. I was going to say, we've actually had a couple of them, sneaky ones that snuck up on us here. A 64-year-old woman in North Carolina was cited after she alarmed neighbors by shooting at full bottles of Mountain Dew in her backyard. She told the police she did it because she didn't like her father drinking it.
Oh. Well,
so I mean, it all adds up.
I mean,
we could just move on. That adds up. Someone in your family have a bad habit that's out of control that you try to hide or like take it away or something like that. Well, then there's this. The 64-year-old woman in North Carolina didn't like her father drinking Diet Mountain Dew. Wasn't even drinking Mountain Dew. Diet Mountain Dew. So she took four bottles of Diet Mountain Dew outside, grabbed a revolver and opened fire.
I wonder if she hit any of them.
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. That's a good question. The woman doesn't live in the middle of nowhere. She was in a residential neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, so that's not good.
Not cool.
I mean, like, I could do that at my house.
Right.
You know, where we are. I also could just, you know, unscrew the cap and pour it out.
I mean, that seems like there's an option, that too. You know, it seems a little safer, more, you know. The woman doesn't live. So her neighbors freaked and called the cops. When they showed up, she told them about her father and all that Mountain Dew he drinks. And she said this as rationally as anybody has said anything ever.
So, but, okay, four bottles of Mountain Dew. How many shots do you think she took?
She emptied the clip.
Well, at least. But in a revolver, that's not that many. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
can you imagine the people next door where it's like they hear, like, whatever, you know, 25 rounds go off?
She was reloading. Well, when the cops showed up, I bet. Like,
I'm guessing there's some mental health
issues feels there. Like that. It feels like it. I know.
Or maybe even developmental, you know. That just seems...
There's another hidden part of this story that's not right. Obviously, the obvious parts.
The storage of the revolver?
That is another part of it, absolutely. And the Diet Mountain Dew. I mean, what are we doing? Why are we still drinking Diet Mountain Dew out there? It's either Mountain Dew or nothing. Why tease your taste buds and taunt yourself with Diet Mountain Dew? Maybe she was looking out for him a little bit here. Maybe she just wanted them to drink regular Mountain Dew. I don't know. Actually, Diet Mountain Dew I don't have as much of an issue with. It's the sugar-free Mountain Dew or any sugar-free soda for that matter. What are we doing?
In like the 80s when the diet thing was a deal? Like it was going to give you cancer?
Yes.
Like the saccharin and whatever else that made it diet?
I forgot about that.
Okay, I'm offended.
Yes.
By you.
I was waiting for it. Yeah.
I really like... ginger ale zero, or I like those, or like A&W root beer has a zero, that's so it's no sugar, no caffeine anyway. Nice face.
They're very good for people. If I'm going to drink a soda, it better have sugar.
Oh, good point. Okay. I don't as a general rule drink soda.
I don't drink a lot.
It's
either,
just if I'm dying for something, but I will grab like a Canada Dry Zero.
I'm not being fair here. Journalistic integrity up front. When I was young, I was dying of thirst. A pop machine. I get a Mountain Dew out of there or something like that because I'm just in a hurry and I clicked the wrong one and it was sugar free Mountain Dew, and I took this huge drink of it, and I could still taste it now. It did not taste like Mountain Dew. It tasted like it was the soda company like mocking me, laughing at me.
And you were, and it was probably like 10 years expired because you were the only person ever that bought one.
Right, yeah, probably.
Especially for Mountain Dew drinkers.
I didn't even think of that.
I can see if you're not a caffeine person or whatever, you know, like,
yeah.
Because I think every once in a while I just want the carbonation for some reason.
Well, I mean, you're not alone. Look at the rise of seltzers.
But
everybody's got a seltzer. I've got a seltzer out there now. I mean, everybody's got one. Every company has a seltzer now. I'm waiting for McDonald's to come out with one, and like everybody too. You're right about the carbon thing. People like that. I just don't know what to do with me sometimes.
So now she's sitting in orange.
Yeah, definitely. In a Facebook post, the police said that they issued a citation for an undisclosed amount and said that while they totally understand that not everyone likes Mountain Dew, shooting at bottles around other homes and people is dangerous. Please don't do this, they said. Because again...
Wait. D-O or D-E-W?
D-E-W. Because again, nobody is doing social media better than police departments and sheriff's departments and everything. Like literally, nobody's doing it better. We should just all leave social media and just let them do it.
That is awesome.
It's a great one. Nicely done. Now we can't have these good, these, you know, kind of these kind of stories and all that without some good stories of the day. And I thought this was a really cool one, and it comes to us from UPI.com. I want to send a shout out to Ben Hooper for the nice reporting. A Missouri second grader whose birthday balloons flew off into the sky received some special gifts in the mail from a man who found the lost balloons 500 miles away. Kason Johnson's mother said she was walking her son to the family car at Mountain Grove Elementary School in Mountain Grove, Missouri, when he lost hold of the balloons that had been presented to him at school for his 8th birthday. The balloons appeared to be gone for good, but a few days later, Todd Heiler was mowing his lawn in Cleveland, Tennessee, when he spotted some balloons stuck in a fence. The balloons were attached to an envelope that bore the name of the business that sold the balloons, as well as the name of the school. Heiler, a woodworker, sent handmade gifts, including a baseball bat, to Johnson and his teacher. Heiler also included photos of himself and his Dachshund, Henry, to Henry, and Henry, as well as $100 for Johnson and a letter to the boy's parents.
Oh, cute.
Going above and beyond,
that's
sir.
Pretty awesome. Do you remember that? Do you remember the first time? And I know it's frowned upon and it's not good for the birds, so I'm not advocating for it. But do you remember the first time you let a helium balloon go, like in the air?
Yeah.
And that was kind of a thing for a while. Like, you'd put a tag on it or put something in it, and then if someone found it, you connected with that person. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the message in the bottle idea.
Yeah, definitely. That's awesome. We are going to take a quick commercial break, come back with some more good stories of the day. We're going to talk about some local stuff and plenty more coming up on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you, 9:49 on the clock. Going to take it right to the top of the hour, wrap up the show for the week. Be sure to join us next week for nothing but fun and great excitement on Monday's show. Seth and Melissa will be here, and we're going to hopefully maybe have a Halloween costume, a theme Halloween. We'll see.
We're not sure.
We'll figure it out. If anything, we're definitely going to have a bunch of Halloween fun, I'll tell you that.
If you want to see it, come peep in the windows.
Yep, that's what you'll do. This is one time it's okay to peep in the windows. It's the only time it's okay. getting to a good story, good stories of the day, and this one comes to us from the goodnewsnetwork.org. I want to send a big shout out to them for that, and the great reporting on this one. Everyone knows your family can be a pain in the neck sometimes, but regular family dinners can be the key to reducing stress levels in the household. This was found in a survey by the American Heart Association, who researched chronic stress, which can increase rates for all manners of non-communicable heart diseases. Of the 1,000 U.S. adults nationwide surveyed in September of 2022 by Wakefield Research on behalf of the AHA, 91% of respondents said that their family was less stressed when they shared meals together. 91%.
That's a lot.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Like,
try to get 91% on anything nowadays. 84% say that they wish that they could share a meal more often with their loved ones. Quote, sharing meals with others is a great way to reduce stress, boost self-esteem, and improve social connection, particularly for kids, says Eric Mikos, MD, MHS, and American Heart Association volunteer from Johns Hopkins. Chronic and constant stress can also increase your lifetime risk of heart disease and stroke, so it is important for people to find ways to reduce and manage stress as much as possible, as soon as possible. Connecting with friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors benefits people beyond stress relief. In fact, the AHA survey found 67% of people say sharing a meal reminds them of the importance of connecting with other people, and 54% say it reminds them to slow down and take a break.
That's awesome.
So all that talk of our mothers, and maybe you, Terry, and maybe other moms out there telling their kids, or their, you know, hey, one meal a week we're having together, just one meal a week at least, as we become teenagers and we're out of the house all the time and everything. Mom was right.
See, and I don't know that we're all always in the same place at the same time, but we do eat all of our meals at the table, and that makes a difference too, you know, and no phones. At the table.
Yep.
And so, you know, so talking to each other and that kind of thing. But when you started talking about this story, it called to mind for me when our kids were in elementary school. So that's been a little while. But we had a long stretch where every Sunday we would have dinner, supper at either my mom, my parents' house, our house, my sister's house. And then my brothers and, you know, their families or significant others would come too, but we'd just take turns, you know, rotate it. And it was just fun, like every Sunday. And then all the kids were together when they were little, and it was nice. And you got a little break from being the cook for that week, and everybody was together. And yeah, that is good.
I can think of a couple of things that I really miss about my youth, and not many, because I don't mind getting older. But I do miss my brother and sister and I all being in the same house and having dinner together. It seems like we didn't have a lot of time with that. We moved around so much and everything, and there were so many different, like, I was 10 years older than my little brother, so I wasn't in the house much longer when he was getting older. Now when it's Thanksgiving or Christmas, we all get together, just our little tribe, like, It's some of my favorite, like, even just thinking about it, like, I get just feeling about it. Yeah. Just, I miss my family. I love doing that stuff with them. Now, ask me in 10 minutes, like, how I feel. No, I'm just kidding. at least 15. I make it at least 15
or
minutes.
Or when you do it for a holiday like that, like, you're together and you're like, oh, we should do this more often. But right. Then everybody just goes back to their, you know what I mean? Like, you have to be so intentional about making it happen more often.
And maybe unintentionally going back to the white lie conversation, you know, with some of that.
Yeah.
Looking at some other good stories of the day, a former high school football star from Alabama lost two championship rings when they slipped off his finger at a Mardi Gras parade 6 years ago, but a random guy with a metal detector found them and tracked him down.
That is cool.
Yeah. An amazing athlete who was born without legs just set two more world records. His name is Zion Clark, and if you don't know his story, I encourage you to look it up. He already owned the record for fastest man on two hands after doing a 20-meter dash in 4.78 seconds.
Wow.
A lot of us that can't do that with two legs, let alone our two hands. Like, that's impressive.
Yeah.
The two new ones he broke are most diamond push-ups in 3 minutes, which are that when you make the diamond on the floor, and with 248, my God. And the highest box jump using your hands, he had to beat 24 inches. He managed 33.
No way.
That's awesome. Man, that's awesome. That's a superhero right there. That's awesome. Speaking of athletes, an 80-year-old doctor named Glenn Gilhode is set to run his 45th Marine Corps Marathon in D.C. this weekend. He does it to raise money for his nonprofit called Mission to Heal that donates medical supplies. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your service. Thank you for continuing your continued service. That is really cool. I haven't heard of this guy, but I'm going to look into that. That's awesome. That is pretty cool. And there are so many great, good stories of the day out there, everybody. We know there are more local ones out there. We encourage you to get them to us. You can email me, james@wfhr.com. You can send them to info@wfhr, direct message us on Facebook. Just like you get us your birthdays and anniversaries, get us good stories of the day, and the more local, the better. We got great people around here, got nothing but wonderful people under this roof, but we're only a handful of people. There are going to be things we miss. There are going to be things we can't cover. So we just ask you guys to throw us stuff from time to time. And we will mention you if you want. If you want, we'll even mention who it was. If you don't want us to, we won't too.
You know, James, kind of a cool, good story, local good story from last weekend from our Day of Caring. We actually got a message on our United Way Facebook Messenger from one of the recipients. Hmm. But the group that came to rake at her house was the Special Needs Boy Scout Troop.
Oh,
and
awesome.
So she was talking about, you know, in her message, she was talking about their leader and how awesome she was with those boys. And then men, actually, I think that they're all pretty much all adults and all of that. And then she told us how she went and got them munchkins from Dunkin' Donuts so that they had, you know, but it was a really nice, really cool, heartwarming message of thanks and appreciation. But also, I thought it was neat how much she noticed those members of the Special Needs Scout Troop and what they were able to accomplish despite any sort of barriers or challenges that they have, and that they were still able to take that on. So it was just a really, really cool message.
That's wonderful to hear. Thank you for sharing that, Terry. That's really cool. And as far as things with the United Way, I want to remind people that it is campaign season.
It is.
That is still going on, and you can get in on the $1,000 sweepstake prizes. Certainly, if you are somebody you know makes wreaths, reach out to United Way and maybe get in on that for the wreath auction. And certainly keep an eye out, everybody. November 16th, United Way Radiothon right here at WFHR. We're looking forward to that. Find out more about these things and certainly some of the great volunteer opportunities out there by going to uwswac.org. Be sure to do that, uwswac.org. Did I forget anything, Terry?
That's good. I just, you know, campaign really is the focus right now, because without those dollars raised by the community, you know, we're helping to fund 29 programs, 6 coalitions, 10 initiatives throughout the community, and the money raised now is for 2023. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that all of those commitments move forward. So even as little as a dollar a week, week makes a huge impact. So I would really encourage people, if you have not been already asked, and if you have not already given, to really give it some consideration. You can do it by cash, check, charge, ACH, whatever is easiest for you.
I think the next time we hang out in the morning like this, Terry, maybe we'll just preview a little bit of what people can expect with the Radiothon, like you did this morning, and kind of get a little more in depth in it a little.
Yeah, sounds good.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to what's coming up next, everybody. We got a jam-packed weekend for you with a bunch of great sports. You've got Wisconsin hockey on the radio dial tonight at 6:30. More hockey tomorrow at 6:30. Wisconsin basketball at 10:30 on Sunday right here at WFHR. We'll talk about all this on Playmakers on Monday. Join us at 10 for that. At 10 today, we're going to kick off Morning Magazine for the one more for the week. Rhonda James, Nutrition Program Director with the ADRC, is going to join us. And in part two, we'll talk with our good friends Sally and Eric from the Arts Council and talk about the great magic act they got coming up. It's going to be fun. Looking forward to all that. I do want to encourage people to listen to our weekend shows this weekend. Fun stuff. Over the Back Fence, 11 to noon. Great stuff right there, as always. Give Seth a call with your items you're looking for, items you want to sell. And after that, it's Sunshine Polka Show, and Tim's got a special one lined up for you. He's got a Halloween theme polka show
spooky
lined up
polkas
for you.
Yeah, that sounds
gonna,
cool.
That's going to be exciting. Speaking of that kind of theme stuff, well, Seth Faces the Music is on 6 to 8 on Sundays, and it's a Halloween theme this year. That's going to be a fun one. And be sure to check out that show and stick around from 8 to 9 for Director's Cut. WFHR's Director's Cut is going to be our opportunity. It's our first inaugural episode this Sunday, and it's our opportunity to not only get some of the great artists that we have in the area, musicians, painters, storytellers, photographers, all of the above, but also getting an opportunity to have other groups on, like we mentioned earlier, the Miss Wisconsin Rabbits pageant next year. Maybe we'll bring them on. They're going to be on Morning Magazine next week, but maybe they'll be on that show next year, or cool, things like that. It's just, it's an extra show to be able to fit all of our extra stuff, because our community is amazing. We've got amazing artists in this area. We want to highlight them. We want to support them. Well, this is going to be a show that we can do that with.
And given the time, you know, the difference in time by doing it as a PM, mm-hmm, you know, there may be some different listeners or people who don't listen during the day. So that's cool, too. More people.
Good point. Our first show is going to feature a couple of the actors from the SpongeBob musical. A shout out to them for joining us for it. It's going to be great. The SpongeBob musical is premiering today, and it'll go on tomorrow, the 30th, November 4th and the 5th at the Century Center as part of CWAC. A shout out to our friends at the Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater. Find out more by going to CWAC.org. Terry, thanks so much for hanging out with us today.
You bet.
You guys have a good one. Meet us back here next week for more Morning Show, and stick around for Morning Magazine right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.